You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
All right, let's get into looking at the latest Reserve Bank decision on monetary policy, arriving a little earlier, this afternoon at around 3 o'clock, when the South African Reserve Bank governor made the announcement that interest rates would be held at 3.5%, the prime lending rate sticking at 7%. This was expected, but what was a surprise was the bank's revision to its growth forecasts, seeing it at 5.3% for 2021 from 4.2% previously. And this despite the Reserve Bank's previous concerns around the July riots and the impact it could have had on growth. But we do have Alna Moolman, the senior economist at Standard Bank, to discuss this further. Alna, thanks so much for joining the show. Your key highlights from the MPC earlier.
Good evening. I think today was all about getting a sense of whether we're still going to get any interest rate hike this year, in other words, at the last meeting of the year, or whether the SARB can still delay it until next year. And I think the key takeaway then is still theoretically, according to its formal model, they should be hiking at the next meeting. But my takeaway is, in line with our prior expectations, that the SARB is not going to do it, that it is going to say, overall, the inflation picture is benign enough for us to just wait a little bit longer, make sure of this economic recovery, and then we can start hiking gradually next year.
If they were to increase interest rates in the at the next meeting, under what scenario would that likely be, in terms of, if you can just describe the economic conditions that would warrant such a move against the backdrop of low growth still for the broader economy?
Yes, I think it's all going to be about the risks and how the risks play out. And so what we'd be monitoring in particular would be the rand. And there the risks are twofold. The one is coming from international developments. We've seen the support from commodity prices fade recently. And so we are somewhat concerned about potential rand weakness, and the SARB also mentioned that. And then secondly, we would look at the domestic factors. And here we think specifically about the NTBPS that we'll have in just more than a month's time, and whether we see anything there that could potentially be, again, negative from a longer-term inflation perspective. So I do think it's all going to be about these risks. But our base case at this stage is that something needs to go wrong from here. In other words, we need to see the rand weakening sustainably and meaningfully to make the SARB more concerned about inflation and therefore hike. Otherwise, we think that the SARB is going to wait until next year.
Okay, so the next very important meeting from the finance cluster then would be the medium-term budget policy statement that you referred to, that is coming up in November. But until then, the revisions that the SARB did make to economic growth this year, notwithstanding the revisions lower that were made for the years that are still going to come, but I want to talk about 2021. Were they in line with your expectations?
They were broadly in line with our expectations and in line with the consensus. So largely what has happened here is not that the SARB is suddenly much more optimistic about the momentum in the economy. It's largely those retrospective data revisions that we got from StatsSA not too long ago that has lifted the first half of the year and now makes it quite easy, just from a technical perspective, now that we have the first half data, to reach at least 5% growth. It is obviously important, but I do think what is more important in terms of the general growth story, and you've referred to that, is those outer years. So the only 1.7% growth next year and then 1.8% thereafter, that's at least 0.5% lower in each of those 2 years. Mm. And that is really concerning.
Mm-hmm. Just one last question on inflation, because the fact that the SARB was able to keep interest rates on hold this time around signals that inflation is not too much of a problem at this present moment in time. But the SARB did hint at inflation pressures coming in the short term. And I'd just like to speak with you about the short-term inflation pressures that consumers should brace themselves for in terms of what they pay for their everyday goods and services.
Absolutely. So I think I fully agree with the SARB's assessment that over the next few months, we're still concerned mainly about food inflation and fuel prices. Oil prices have increased beyond our forecast and beyond the consensus forecast recently, and they could remain quite elevated. And then some of the global food prices continue to rise and or continue to remain very high, and that is then filtering through to our prices. So those are the two specific elements that we're concerned about in the short term. We do see, as the SARB has also mentioned, that core inflation, in other words, if we strip out those food and fuel elements, remain very low. If I think about this year's inflation forecast, or if you want to talk about the short-term outlook, then for the fourth quarter, the SARB is, for example, looking at headline inflation forecast of 5 versus a core inflation, in other words, excluding food and fuel, at just 3.1. So it's really all about those two pressure points in the next coming months.
All right. Alna, thanks so much for joining us and highlighting all the important bits from the MPC that we need to know. Alna Moolman, the senior economist at Standard Bank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.